Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
And I gave a presentation in support of Greek healthcare workers who lost their jobs because they weren't willing to continue with this mass murder, as they say correctly. Now, let me first read a pretty new article, just a brief part of this brand new article published by the Brownstone Institute. It's it came out on October the 14th. A big picture look at the disastrous public health response to COVID-19. An underlying principle of public health is or was to provide the public with accurate information so that they can make good health choices for themselves and their community. The past 3 years have seen this paradigm turned on its head, with the public's money being used to deceive and coerce them, forcing them to follow public health dictates. The public has funded their own incarceration and impoverishment through their taxes, with public funds driving the unprecedented non-pharmaceutical and then pharmaceutical response to a virus that kills mainly old, sick people near the end of their lives. Most healthy people infected with SARS-CoV-2 recover without any intervention, gaining natural immunity, which, in absence of the vaccination, generates a more robust and long-lasting protection with less risk for reinfections as compared to individuals protected by vaccination alone. Globally, the infection fatality rate of SARS-CoV-2 is about 0.15% and comparable to seasonal flu. The IFR, infection fatality rate, of those under 20 years was only 0.0013%, and highest for those beyond 70 years. The IRF of COVID-19 among community-dwelling elderly is lower than previously reported in elderly overall. As of July 2022, WHO reported over 601 million confirmed cases and over 6.4 million deaths associated with COVID-19 globally. More than half, 3.5 million, died after the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines, though 67.7% of the world population has received at least one vaccination. Well, we all know now that there was never any excess mortality before the start of the vaccinations. None. Even the spikes we saw in New York or in Bergamo were a result of not COVID-19, but rather intentional malpractice. We're not going to go into the details of that. So, but in the meantime, Steve Kirsch, for example, came up with a figure which is based on the VAERS reports of 1.6 million people who died after vaccination. Now, that doesn't mean that there's causation, but there's correlation. And this very, very high figure definitely warrants a very close look into what's been going on. Our German pathologist, Professor Emeritus Arne Burkhardt, who did postmortems on, I believe, 90 people who died after getting the shots, found the fingerprints. This is my layman speaking here. Fingerprints of the vaccine in 90% of them, which means in 90% of them, he found absolute 100% causation. The one thing that people are talking about, that now that they're seeing that their neighbors, their relatives, people who are close to them are dying after getting the shots or are being seriously injured after getting the shot, the one thing that is not mentioned or thus far has not been mentioned is some people perceive personality changes. My wife and I, for example, have a favorite restaurant, and for quite a while now, we've been wondering if the people who used to serve us in such an elegant and cordial and nice way seem to have become different people. Some of them don't seem to be able to remember anything. They come back to the table once or twice or even three times. And some of them have changed completely into docile human beings. But we thought, well, we're just imagining things. But now it turns out that maybe we're not imagining things. Naomi Wolf, who was with us, and Dr. Peter Bragg and Dr. Naomi Wolf, who are both with us, will give us a chance to get a closer look. Naomi experienced something like this, something like what my wife and I thought we were just imagining. And through the research of Professor Susharit Bhakti, who found the physical evidence for such personality changes, we can now look at the psychological consequences as explained by Dr. Peter Bragan. Okay, before we go into a more detailed discussion of the vaccine, so-called vaccines inducing brain damage, let me introduce a video, a short 22-minute video done by Professor Susharit Bhakti, with a presentation on what we're going to discuss, on how the mRNA vaccines go, break through the blood-brain barrier, and induce brain damage, personality changes. Let's watch that short 22-minute video. It's a presentation he gave in Vienna. There's a longer version of this. You'll find it on the internet.
All right, I'm just going to come in here, quick break, and we'll go right back to it. But I got to give those phone numbers out, folks. 888-281-1110. We've got to keep these phones ringing. Our 888-677-9673. He's going to explain to you in some detail how this is affecting people's brains. And when we come back, we're going to have Nurse Connolly also do a little commentary, give her opinion. But okay, so take us back to the clip.
Presentation he gave in Athens, but this is the short one. Most people will be able to understand it.
Now, if I am here today, it's for a very special reason. 4 weeks ago, I don't know where you saw the video released by the WHO, where they proclaimed that it was their intent to introduce mRNA vaccines for all vaccinations on Earth, and then go from there to treatment of all other diseases, including cancer, etc. And you may know that the first mRNA flu combined vaccine with corona has already been authorized. And there are major attempts to introduce this new mRNA vaccine against the flu this autumn. Worldwide. Switzerland has joined in, Germany is joining in, Austria is joining in. Now, at that point, my wife Karina and I said, we have to travel. And we have to try to get a message through that will be heard. And I'm going to get this message through now. And I need 15 minutes, that is all. What people do not understand is that all mRNA vaccines are dangerous and are going to threaten life. It does not matter whether the vaccine encodes for the spike protein, for the measles protein, for rubella, for the flu. It does not matter at all. Why? Because the whole danger of the vaccine stems from the ability of the immune system to recognize non-self. So, may we start with... I'm going to tell you about the danger of mRNA vaccines. And this I have done with my wife, Karina Rice, who's also here, but taking care of the little one outside. Now, this is a cell, this house. And if a cell makes a protein, then fragments of that protein, it's like sawdust when you're sawing on wood, become exposed on the outside of the cell. You have the circle, the triangle, and the rectangle. These are small fragments that appear on the cell always. There's no way to prevent this. It's necessary. Now, these fragments are recognized by your T T lymphocytes. And your T lymphocytes, ah. This one? Okay. Oh, dear. The T lymphocytes all look the same in your body. It's like marbles or grains of sand, but they are not the same. They have the distinct capacity to identify the different fragments. So you've got cells that can identify the circle, the triangle, the rectangle. And if this happens, then those T lymphocytes are going to attack the cell and kill it. These are the killer lymphocytes. Now, what is the meaning of all of this? Five decades ago, the big question was, how can these receptors of the T cells recognize those different fragments? Do the fragments instruct the hands? It's like lock and key. The fragments are the keys, and the receptors of the T cells are the locks. Do the keys instruct the locks to take them up? Or do the locks just evolve during development of the fetus in the mother's womb by chance? Because if the latter were the case, then we would have T cells that recognize self, black, and T cells that will recognize non-self, the reds. And this non-self is defined simply by the fact that it is not in the body of the baby. All right? And it turned out that that is what is the case. So during the fetal development and at the end of fetal development, a mechanism is put in place so that those T cells, those killers that recognize self, are silenced and kept silenced throughout life. That's why you're all sitting here. Otherwise, you would be suffering from autoimmune disease, and your T cells would be killing your organ cells. This does happen once in a while, but...
All right, we're going to have to stop it right there. And Adam in Oak Lawn pledges $2,100, and Deacon Mark pledges $100. Thank you, thank you. Our Celeste in Michigan pledges $100. Thank you. Thank you. That leaves us about $3,400, I believe, what we need yet. Okay. Yeah, we can always use more. All righty. All right. Nurse Elaine Connolly?
Yes. You know, as far as, you know, all these shots are concerned, they're all being used either under emergency use authorization or what they call investigational new drug policies and procedures under the FDA. And when you have drugs and devices that are under emergency use in IND with the FDA, there can be no mandates. Bottom line is their own FDA policies and procedures say that the person has a right to opt out. And so when they're talking about mandatory vaccines anywhere, you just have to be able to download the information and say you're violating the law. Now, as it relates to the annual flu shots this year, there's three different types. Two of the three do have the mRNA component in them. One does not, but all three of them, some of them have thimerosal, which is mercury still, and then the other one has formaldehyde. So you don't need a flu shot, all right? The reason that they give you flu shots, supposedly, is to stimulate your immune system. Well, you can do that with a good diet, good hydration, and basically taking care of yourself with some good antioxidants. So that's why... And the flu shot only covers probably about 20 or 30% of these viruses that are supposedly out there that they say are going to kill you. So bottom line is you don't need those poison pokes in your system.
Let me ask you this, right? Now, as hard as, and Joe, I'm asking you to, as hard as we have worked to convince people not to take the poison poke, not to, you know, because this was the COVID, you know, this was something different. We told them how this was not a vaccine at all. It wasn't a vaccine at all, okay?
Right.
It was a bioweapon. Now, If they put that into everything, because Joe Sixpack out there is going to be clueless, how are we ever going to convince them not to take the flu shot, not to take the all the different vaccines they have out there, you know, today? Because they give you smallpox or the one for measles or whatever, okay?
Well, the bottom line is that they're also want to include the mRNA and mRNA component in all the childhood vaccinations.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
All right. There are probably thousands, if not a million, children out there in the United States that are unvaccinated and never have been with anything. And they're doing quite fine, thank you. So bottom line is you need to check with your state of Ohio Department of Health, because in the state of Ohio, you can opt out of all of those childhood vaccinations that are supposedly required for your elementary and high school students. And there are religious exemptions. You know, there are basically just personal conviction that you don't need to take them. Now, here in the state of Ohio, the doctor that is now in charge with the Department of Health actually has a statement on the Ohio Department of Health website that says we are not abiding in the state of Ohio by the CDC requirement to vaccinate all school-age children. Nothing's changed in Ohio. Our vaccination laws are still the same, which I just quoted.
Okay, very good. All right, so we'll leave it up to Joe to convince people not to take.
Well, you have to get educated. Go to the state of your state Department of Health and read about the vaccination laws and regulations, and you will find out what is in existence in your state, and then you can act accordingly.
There you go. Well, my acting accordingly is not to take them, no matter what.
Well, that's the general idea, but you got to find out what's written first.
All righty.
We have done story after story. I've got two right in front of me. One's titled Shot Heard Hurt Round the World by Jane Orient, M.D. Where Are the Bodies? The Truth About Sudden Adult Death Syndrome. And she is showing through this article that this is happening all over the world, and that people are dying. And she went to one of the big insurance companies in Germany and insures 72 million people, and it has an increase in deaths of 1,000% or more. Stories like this are coming down all over the world, different governments. Hospital deaths are up. Your crematoriums, or none of these people are being cremated, a lot of them without having an autopsy. Hospitals, medical examiners don't like autopsies. The insurance companies don't pay, and most families can't afford a $5,000 autopsy. So a lot of these people are being gotten rid of. The public doesn't know anything about this epidemic of sudden adult death syndrome, but governments all around the world do. Then we've got this big story out of Australia. One of the prominent doctors in Australia, formerly president of the Australian Medical Association, a member of parliament, got up and delivered testimony today, or was it yesterday, that she and her wife, have both been harmed by the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Karen Phelps contends that the true adverse rate is much higher than the establishment and the media are acknowledging because of underreporting and threats from medical regulators. This comes, and she said, this is an issue I have witnessed firsthand. My wife has suffered severe neurological reactions to her first Pfizer vaccine within minutes. And she got up and testified. Here is one of the top doctors, head of the medical association, member of parliament, saying, we've been lied to, I've been had. She came out and said, I was a believer. They told me all these things that turned out not to be true. And we see this happening around the world. A member of the British parliament, Andrew Bridgden, came out in a speech and said that a senior member of the British Heart Foundation was covering up reports showing that COVID-19 vax, you know, caused all these heart inflammation of heart arteries and deaths. We see the UK's Dr. Malhotra and Dr. Ross Walker of Australia, Peter McCulley in the United States, some of the top doctors around the world coming out and saying, hey, the tide is turning, the truth is coming out. History is not going to look kindly on people whose only defense is they were following orders. This doctor in Australia, if we had only listened to the people that tried to say on and on and on, I've got several other people, the same kind of thing. They found out because someone close to them died, is having heart problems right after the vax. The truth is coming out. It's coming out slowly, but governments all around the world were threatening doctors with losing their licenses, losing their jobs. This is why the medical world shut up and didn't say anything. Nobody wanted to lose their job. They didn't want to lose their medical license, so they went along out of fear of government control. This is worldwide government control. This is the one world order rearing its ugly head. I don't know what other proof people need than that, Pastor Ernie.
Well, and the other thing is, Pastor asked about, what about the people that are just still sticking out their arm? They have not woken up. Their brains have been altered, you know, to compliance. The more shots you get, every shot is going to lower your immune system approximately another 30%. It's going to change your personality, as has been demonstrated. You know, that's also global. But the bottom line is, there's still going to be people that have their cement shoes on, that are not going to listen to anything, that are not going to associate, use common sense or any kind of logic. But however, that being said, because it's becoming more apparent, the movie that came out called Died Suddenly, I've been using that, and I've been sending that to people that are inquiring, you know, what's going on. I had a young woman call me that was at her funeral home, and two people actually fell off their chairs that were in attendance at that funeral home, and they were both vaccinated.
Yeah. What it is, remember, the purpose of public education in America, and Pastor Ernie and I have been saying this for many, many, many years, more years than I care to remember, the purpose of public education went all the way back to Prussia, Germany, was the idea to make the citizen believe the government, no matter what truth was presented to them, no matter what facts were laid out, that the citizen raised in the public school system would believe the government over any truth and would be loyal to the state.
Already.
And American education has been following that same system of Prussia, Germany, Russia.
I've got to give those numbers out, Joe. It's 888-281. The phones have been silent. We still need about 3,400.
Wow.
And we've got about, we've got 32 minutes. So 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Again, can we get someone to match? Adam and Oak Lawn pledged $2,100. Can we get a match? Can we get a match out there for $2,100? Will somebody match Adam out there in Oak Lawn? Oak Lawn.
Now, out there, Pastor Ernie, that God has blessed with professional practices or with special gifts or with the ability to run a business, and their gift was to make money, provide jobs. And I can tell you this, the Bible says that if you support a ministry, you get to share in the blessing. So anything this ministry does, What's Right, What's Left Radio Ministry, through the those of us that have worked in hospice, the prison ministry, the trucking ministry, the Right to Life ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, any of the things that all of us are involved in that work with the ministry, any blessing, anything that blesses God, if you support the ministry, God says you share in those blessings. This is a way you can lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven, and I suggest you prayerfully consider using that method this Christmas to give a wonderful gift. And that gift would be keeping this ministry alive, to be watchmen on the wall, warning people of the physical dangers, the economic dangers, and the spiritual dangers that this country is in.
All right, folks, it's 888-677-9673. Remember, if you want that CD and freedom worth dying for, folks, you got to let us know. You got to let us know. And so 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110.
All the pharmaceutical companies are lying about these shots. At a COVID hearing this past October, an international marketer, the person in charge for Pfizer for international markets, admitted that the vaccine has never been tested on its ability to prevent transmission, contrary to what was previously advertised. And when she was asked, does it stop the transmission of the virus, if they tested that before they entered the market, this individual simply smiled at the inquirer.
Yeah.
Well, they tested this last one on what, 8 mice?
And they all died.
And that was it, folks. They tested the last vaccine on 8 mice that died. There were no human tests, no proof of its, what's the word, efficacy?
Efficacy.
Efficacy. Thank you. I've been sick. Efficacy. And we know it doesn't stop people from getting COVID because more people who took the shot are dying than those who have had COVID who have never taken the shot. So,
and some of their research publications have been challenged by physicians that do work in research as far as the validity and the ethics behind the research that was carried out.
When we played that last clip, it was started off by a fellow named Reiner Fulmick, who we've had him here before. And Reiner he heads up a group of over 500 international lawyers, and they're bringing criminal charges against Fauci and all of, you know, Bill Gates, you know, Soros, all of these people that are pushing the death shots, okay?
Are they taking it to the world court or what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're going to take it to the world court.
There's an international court of justice.
Yeah.
The only caveat there is that this international court does not have any prosecuting authority.
Right.
All right, so they have to interact with the different countries in order to then enter that same lawsuit into that particular country to be handled in the criminal courts there.
Well, the same thing, though, it's going to happen here in America.
Right.
When the Republicans take over Congress, they're going to go after Fauci and these people, too. So,
mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure they do.
We just pray behind them.
Absolutely. All righty. You know, Joe, how we've been telling people continuously how the Biden crime cartel, how they work hand in hand with China, how China virtually owns the Biden crime cartel. Well, here, Biden extends China's beneficial access to U.S. markets, labeled an insane and treasonous move. Well, you know, he's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the communists.
Why do you think we call him China Joe?
Right. As previously reported, Vice President Joe Biden, who was vice president when this was in 2013, the first time we talked about this, brokered a deal with China that gave the country access to U.S. markets without having to comply with any U.S. compliance regulations that U.S. companies had to comply with. The Sarbanes-Oxley legislation cost U.S. companies millions and billions of dollars in compliance expenses since put in place after the Enron collapse in the early 2000s. For some reason, Biden thought Chinese companies should not have to comply with the requirements American companies are compelled to follow to ensure accurate finances and the key controls. What do you think that reason is that he thought that? I'll bet that was greenbacks.
Millions and millions of Chinese dollars.
Right. Millions and millions of dollars.
Well, it was to overthrow, you know, the United States business and industry.
Absolutely. Now, those controls are audited at least annually at a significant cost to the entity. There are also significant costs to prepare these audits. Rather than ensure Chinese companies were at least as accurate in their reporting as well as controlled, Biden gave Chinese companies a pass. The deal allowed Chinese companies to obtain billions, if not trillions, again, in capital. Not available in China. There you go.
Wait a minute. Pastor Ernie, he wanted it to be fair like they are with the Democratic Party, that they can lie, steal, cheat. Like I was saying earlier, we had the FBI Director Comey, his deputy McCabe, signing four FISA affidavits that they knew were not true. There was no proof. There was no document. They knew Danchenko made all of this up. The FBI was not misled. They gave out false information. Everybody at the time up in the government knew what was going on, knew what they were doing. So all Biden was doing was making the Chinese on an equal balance with the American government and Democratic Party.
All right. Ken in Massachusetts pledges 300. Lulu in Texas pledges 25. We'll be right back after this. Back. And folks, we are still about $2,900 short. We've got about 16 minutes to raise that. Now here, Joe, yesterday the North Carolina Supreme Court rules that voter IDs are racist because minority groups, what they're saying basically, don't know how to get IDs.
Right.
Okay.
Right. To get welfare to do anything, you have to be able to show some proof ID. We've had every black conservative in the country say how just that remark alone is racist, because everything in this world, you can't even go to a Democratic convention or fundraiser or anything without a picture ID. You know, they make it mandatory for any event, any function. So they're right there. They're lying again. This big, total lie.
Well, it's the far left Supreme Court there is, well, and these judges have no desire to uphold the Constitution at all. They're as illegitimate, as illegitimate kids. They vote based on what they want to try to make it fit into the law. Here you have North Carolina Supreme Court Justice with deciding a vote on restricting ruling, didn't recuse herself despite her former law partner arguing for the Dems, okay? Just like what happened there in Arizona. Speaking of that, praise the good Lord for Carrie Lake. She's still fighting. She's a real lady. She's taking
she
this
got
here.
Her Christmas present early.
Pardon?
She got her Christmas present early.
What was that? Go ahead.
Well, she's going to go to trial. The judge said yes, they're going to have a trial. And there was a ruling Monday that her legal challenge will be heard by a jury. And she's screaming, this is historic. And she's thanking her, you know, people that helped her do this. And anyway, it's going to start just in a day or two.
Right. And the beauty of that is that part of that is the discovery and the release of a lot of the information into the public sector that would normally not get out.
That's right. And Katie Hobbs is going to have to swear on to tell the truth, the whole truth. Yeah, right. She should have recused herself. You can't, you know, supervise an election and be one of the candidates in it. I mean, come on. If a Republican had been in charge of running their own election, every Democrat in the nation would have screamed that Republican would have to recuse himself, couldn't be there. Running, doing that, but when their own people do it, not a cricket, you know, just total crickets.
And then, you know, Joe, my question is, where was the National Republican Committee, all right, with all of that and Katie Hobbs? They were very evidently silent.
The Committee has been AWOL. We need some new blood. In
right.
Fact, who is it that's challenging the, what's her name? That attorney in California is trying to run to head the
correct
new Republican team.
Right, exactly.
Four. Can't think of her name. All of a sudden, she's oh, it'll probably occur to me about the time we have a to go off the air.
All right. Well, Bo in Cleveland pledges $150, but Bo's got a prayer request for his mother, Maria. That we pray for her heart rhythm to be restored. She's recovering from COVID, so let's pray for her. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold up Maria and ask, Lord Father God, that you might just touch her and she might receive that healing. Now, Lord, I don't know Maria, so I don't know if she's saved or not. But, Lord, the first thing we would ask, Father, is that you would touch her. And, Lord, that even this very, very night, that Bo would get the good news that his mother received Christ as her Savior this very night. But, Lord, we ask, too, that she receive Christ and then she receive a healing. If she's already saved, Lord, then, of course, we ask that you touch her and heal her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Also, Dennis in Fort Worth pledges $200. Thank you, no, $100. Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you, one and all.
Okay.
You know, number 8 of the Twitter files came out today. We know the FBI was in there influencing inside, outside, and now the U.S. military was working with Twitter. And the investigative journalist Lee Fang has received the 8th edition of the Twitter files. And It shows how Twitter quietly aided the Pentagon's covert online psychological operation campaign. And, of course, everybody lied, said it wasn't happening. And as I go through this stuff and look at it, they had a lot of things going on, folks. The military was in their propaganda, all kinds of different groups. They had allowed 157 undisclosed Pentagon accounts working through Twitter. 127 undisclosed Pentagon accounts working through with the permission of high-level Twitter executive lawyers, blah, 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 blah. So it's not just the FBI, it's the military intelligence using Twitter to lie to you about what's going on in the Middle East and other problems in the world. We've got the most corrupt government. I think our government's more corrupt than the Russian government, than the Chinese government.
Yeah. Yeah, it's become... Yeah, it is. It's become... There's no honor, no integrity at all left. It is totally... Government's become one big whore. That's what it's become. And under Biden, and that whole Biden crime cartel, there's no decency, no integrity, no honor. They're just totally corrupt from top to bottom there. And it's just unbelievable.
Well, guess what? To add to that, this new, the Republicans, I want to scream at them, this new spending bill that the Republicans are trying to push.
Yeah, you know. Thank you, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell is a traitor. He's a traitor Tory. Anyway, they're pushing inside. You look in this defense bill and the authorization and different stuff going through, all kinds of weird money. And what's it going to do? Well, it's changing the inside of the military. Is going totally woke. It's worried about social justice, social engineering, racism. I mean, everywhere you go, it has nothing to do with being prepared to fight a war. Money's going to go to make sure that there's equity and all kinds of things, whether people are qualified or not. It's nothing but the continuation of wokeness, not war fighting, not defending America, but social justice warriors are taking over the military.
Well, you know, again, things don't look good in America here, but again, this is, you know, folks, you got to remember something. God is on the throne. He's complete control. He that is in us is greater than he is in the world.
Amen.
And all around us.
You see, if the people finally get mad and the Christians stand up and say, in the name of Jesus, stop this. We're not going to put up with it anymore.
Absolutely.
We're taking our country back. And I think the good Lord is just waiting for somebody, his people, to rise up, repent, and go to work, roll up their sleeves, and fix what's wrong with the country, because the pulpits have been silent.
They have been, and you know something that's bothering me too. I'm hearing people saying, "Well, we have to find a new candidate, the Republicans, because Donald Trump is a good one, but he's just got too much opposition." You see, if we let that happen, if we let them get away with doing that to Trump, then we've lost it. You see, that's the whole point. Remember what Hillary said when when the election before 2020, before she was talking to a group, and we played a clip of her, and she was saying, if Trump wins, we're all going to hang. We're all going to hang. And Hillary was telling them, because they're all guilty of so much criminal activity.
Right.
And folks, again, this is why they had to throw that. Trump has the goods on him. And we can't let him. You see, if we let them do that to him, we're doing it to ourselves. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If we let them do that to Trump, we're doing it to ourselves.
Amen. And what makes these idiots think that they won't turn around and do the very same thing to whoever it is, Ted Cruz or DeSantis? I mean, they're going to do the same thing. The things worked once. Trust me, the Democrats, when they know how to kill, they go for a kill shot. If it works, they're going to repeat the tactic. they're good at that kind of thing. And no matter who the Republicans put out there, I don't care who it is, they're going to use the same thing, bring them down, destroy them, because that's the way they fight.
Well, they're worried because they're seeing this movement, and they're knowing, you know, they're knowing that fewer and fewer people are believing what they see on NBC, what they hear on NBC, ABC, and CBS. They know that. They know they're losing credibility. They understand that people are figuring out the masks don't work, the shots are killing people, and they're understanding little by little that it's about control. They're figuring things out. More and more it's about control. And what the opposition is worried about, they're seeing how people are taking their school boards back. The parents are awakening up a little bit, little by little. No, we've had enough, no more. So they're very concerned about that. And folks, this is our time. God has raised you up for such a time as this right now. The very fact that you're here and you're living today means that you, God has raised up to take America back for Jesus. Take America back for the Lord. He gave it to us, one nation under God. It's up to us to take him back. Remember the three missions. One, first and foremost, the Great Commission.
Great Commission.
Reach as many people, that the easiest way, if you get people saved, they won't be your enemy. You don't have to fight them. Two, remember, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. The Bible teaches that from Genesis to Revelation. Three, stand fast, hold to the traditions of the apostles, and give up no ground. Those are the three missions that God has given us. We've got to do it, folks. We just have to do it.
One education point I want to give you has to do with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Basically, he's been working on this Neuralink, which is basically a brain-computer interface that's called BCI, and we're looking at artificial intelligence here. And initially, I think that the intention was good to see whether or not they couldn't get some movement out of disabled people. However, history has taught us that this new technology is usually intercepted and used for war and sometimes nefarious reasons. Well, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates now are working on the same thing with Elon Musk's interface, Neuralink, that has to be implanted, you know, directly into the brain. The one from Bezos and Bill Gates will go through a blood vessel to the cortex of the brain via the jugular vein. But just be aware that artificial intelligence is still out there.
We're going to talk a little bit about the zombie connection tomorrow.
Right.
All right. We're running out of time, folks. We're still short. We're still about, I think we're about $2,800 short. We've only got about 2 minutes left. Okay, what?
Just going to say, we know that multi-use technology, clear back in the Bill Clinton administration.
I've got to give out the numbers. It's 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, I'll tell you what, I can't just sit there and take this. I can't do it. We gotta fight. So Doers of the Word is going to pledge $1,000. We're gonna pledge $1,000 tonight. And I'm looking, I've got just a couple minutes. Now between now, we'll be here till midnight. We've got to find out. I want someone to match us. Would you match? I need a couple of people to match that $1,000. So, can you do that? Will you do that? Will you match that $1,000? Or if I could just get four people to match $500. So, that number again is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. And in the 50 years on the radio, we have never compromised. We have worked, and we've worked very, very hard to bring you what the opposition does not want you to know. By the way, don't forget our newsletter. It's free. That newsletter is free. You need to get that newsletter. There's so much in there that you really need to know, and you can also pass that around and spread that. Take it, make copies of it, because we're living in very, very hard times today. The Bible calls the days we're living in is the evil day, the day of sorrows. Joe, you have about 4 minutes. Can you give an invitation in 4 minutes?
This sick, Pastor. I was having to catch my breath. Sorry. We've both been sick, folks. We know the most important decision anyone will ever make in their entire life is where they spend eternity. We know from surveys out there, more people believe in heaven than believe in God. People think they're going to heaven that don't even believe in God, that don't accept Jesus Christ as Lord or Savior. The Antichrist system has been working overtime to make everybody think that the Bible is a book of myths, a book of fables. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't have a religion. I have a personal relationship with Almighty God Himself. I am a born-again believer. That means I have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God inside me, my down payment on eternal life. It's what separates me from everyone else in the world, is that I am a child of God's kingdom. I am a son of the living God. And I know I will spend eternity with my Lord in heaven. If you wish to not spend life, your eternal life, in hell, the option is joining me in heaven. And to do that, you have to be born again. You have to call upon God the Father, and you have to repent of your sins. That means be sorry that your sins placed His Son Jesus on that cross. He put Jesus on the cross to pay the price for your sins, for my sins, Pastor Ernie's sins, for all those who would accept His offer of mercy. And when you truly repent and ask to be forgiven, you will. God will forgive. He's promised. He cannot break His word. Then you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life, to be Lord of your life, that you want a personal relationship with Him. You want to give yourself to Him, to be obedient to Him. And He will become Lord of your life. He will give you the down payment on eternal life, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You will become a new creature, a new creation, a child of the kingdom. The Bible said a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. This is called being born again, being a saved believer. And folks, when you do this, you will be changed. You will find peace. You will find joy. You will The world will be totally different. Everybody that I know, the happiest people I know are born-again believers. Whether they're having heart problems, health problems, deaths in the family, no matter what they go through, they're still the happiest people because they know Jesus Christ. They have a personal relationship with
Him. And I can vouch for that, but we are out of time for tonight. So until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless, and always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.